Space News 82. We are in the Vieira and the current situation. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the mornings of May the 29th and 30th, 2025. It may be advisable to watch Space News episodes 79, 80, and 81, but especially number 81, before this one to better understand what I am talking about. It has been over a week now since we took total control over the space around Earth, the legal half a million kilometer bubble that surrounds the planet and is considered to be the legal space around it. All the neutral star races which bailed out and ran away when things started to turn ugly last Wednesday, the 21st of May, 2025, when we took control, have returned to their usual orbits and positions around Earth. I don't want to enlist their names because it may hurt sensibilities. In space and on Earth, as some have many fans. Communication between most star races presently in Earth's orbit is scarce and quite bad, mostly limited to need-to-know things. This is perhaps because of strong cultural differences between the members. I see the lack of chatter and free communication between most Federation members as a sign that they are not united at all, and all the control mechanisms go through a shady control hub that is only under the control of its overlords, whoever they are, because they are never seen. I decided not to specify exact dates of some of the things that happened this week, for strategic reasons, but they happened between the last Space News video and this one. Moving on to the news, the Antarian ambassador, as Ed Nidia informed me, that she had failed with her diplomatic attempts to convince the Andromedans to let our group inside their biosphere ship, Vieira, as we were convinced that the control mechanisms of the Galactic Federation over Earth were kept there. We were considering the Andromedans to be the only star race standing between us and the control mechanisms over Earth. Not because they were bad, but because they were, and still are, being kept somewhat as hostages by the upper levels of the shady Galactic Federation, and they are not very good at standing up for themselves, much less at fighting. I'll leave it there. As I was preparing to have a strong-voiced conversation with the Andromedan representatives, the very next day, and with the standing threat of my group to take over the Vieira by force, I received a statement from the Andromedans giving us complete cooperation and access to the interior of their biosphere ship, to analyze and take over whatever regressive control mechanisms we may find there, if there is any, as they said. Within the hour, ground forces from the Tejetan dreadnought starships, Asterope and Atlas, entered the Vieira with no resistance, and took positions inside, always regarding the fact that it is the Andromedans' house, and it is full of innocent civilians there. Yet the Vieira is a multicultural galactic federation hub where countless star races mingle, especially those who have something to do with Earth. As we entered the Vieira, Hashmalim special forces from Teijita took over the vast internet server installations we knew existed there. We were quite sure that the entire Internet of Earth was found in the numerous large servers there. The Internet as such, its main servers that provide all that is called the cloud and all the censorship mechanisms, the main Internet algorithms, the main memory systems and all the programming setup and so on, are not found on Earth. The Internet is one of the greatest, if not the greatest, control and mind control mechanism over humankind, and of course, it would not be on Earth as the nefarious upper levels of the Galactic Federation would need to have total control over it. What you get down there on Earth is only a super-censored, super-controlled, tailored for humans, version of a greater artificial intelligence found off-planet. The Internet is tailored for controlling human society, especially their perception of reality, and it is a minuscule part of the greater information superhighway that unites all the star races in space, which is an immense system, and that uses muon, codified gravity pulses, for immediate data transmission, as the huge distances in space do not affect it. I was to explain this in detail in the second part of my video about artificial intelligence, but with all these events unfolding rapidly, I had no chance to write it before all this happened. I wanted it to be a useful base reference video. The good news is that we managed to take over the Andromedan biosphere ship with no resistance, but the bad news is that our technicians have discovered that the main internet servers are not found there, as the ones in the Viera are only large subserver repeaters for local services inside their ship and other not-so-transcendental things. As we strongly suspected before, the servers, which are the ones which turn muon-codified gravity transmissions into digital data bits, and then host all the internet mainframe as you know it on Earth, are somewhere in Saturn, and not in the Viera, which only acted like a mask to divert the attention of any star race or person who may be asking too many questions. This means that we have not managed to take control of the media yet. Analyzing the military events that took place last Wednesday, May 21, we concluded that the Etorthans acted suspiciously unwisely, as if they had a plan to force us to act aggressively against them, to later turn legal things and actions against us. Attacking a 970,000-ton dreadnought, like the Alcyone, with a swarm of drones is plain stupidity, and would never bring about any good results. It's like throwing rocks at a rhinoceros with a slingshot. All you will achieve is irritating it and provoking it to charge directly at you. And then the second suspicious part of all this was when the Andromedans and the Alphratans suddenly decided to move on our side, at least allegedly, without any resistance, and then, right after that, stubbornly denied us access to the Viera. Fully knowing that our next logical target would be them in the Viera. We conclude that they wanted to force us to attack and invade them so they can legally use that against my group, forcing us to leave this area around Earth, thus leaving it to their disposal. As they had officially surrendered to us, but also stated that they were on our side, we had no legal right to invade them by force, even though we said we did, even using this YouTube channel, but we did not, and having done so, would have been a terrible mistake, because the negative side would have all the legal excuses they need to justify kicking us out of this area. I can say this now, we never intended to invade the Viera militarily, we only made the Andromedans think that we would, so they would voluntarily let us in to inspect the place, arrest any shady individual hiding there and take over the servers, which at the time we thought controlled Earth. The Etorthans and their friends had a plan to force us to act in an aggressive, unlawful manner, making us attack the Viera. We did not fall into their trap, and things backfired terribly against them, because now we continue to have full control over the space around Earth, and following all the rules and regulations of the Galactic Federation. Or they had no plan, and they simply acted stupidly. All space traffic goes through the Viera, as usual, but it is controlled and easily accessible from the bridge of any of the starships of my group, including Antarian ships and Irma vessels as well. No ship can come in or out of the legal 500,000-kilometer space around Earth without us knowing and fully monitoring its intentions. This space goes as low as 100 kilometers above Earth. Below that altitude, we no longer have any jurisdiction, as it belongs to humans and their Earth matrix. Having said that, there are legal holes that do permit us to act below that 100-kilometer limit, for example, those that permit us to go down to look for our people who have been taken by force from our planets, among others. Moving on to that subject, rescue operations continue in three main areas on Earth: the Middle East, Ukraine, and Western Mexico, which are the main distribution hubs for sequestered Lyrians, both from Earth and from off-planet. There is a lot I cannot say about this subject, much less in this social media platform where I can only say so much, even under the disguise of science fiction, but know we are hard at work getting people out, regardless of their origins. This week, we could free 390 female people from those dumps, mostly Earth humans, as the regressive side has managed to move them deep inside their interconnected dumb network to make things harder for us. Yet we do intercept them as they move along those three main hubs, but they have grown a lot more sophisticated as days move by, because they are now employing surface-to-air missiles, which are constantly fired at our overflying stack ships, which are usually moving slow and only at treetop level. Fortunately, their defensive mechanisms and shields have protected them very effectively, although some light damage has been done to them. Also, one of our intelligence gathering people on the surface was exposed this week, but we could extract our operative successfully before any harm could come to him. Another new problem we are facing is that the SSP regressive forces are now jumping out of hyperspace at very low altitude, directly above their landing areas, just a few feet off the ground, very much against all the space law rules concerning navigation and starship handling. They jump out of hyperspace, land somewhere in the mountains of western Mexico, unload their Lyrian cargo sequestered from other planets, and then jump back into hyperspace all in under 3 minutes, which leaves us with little to no time to react. Their Lyrian cargo is then taken into the custody of the local surface mob lords, of those organizations whose names start with a letter C, and are common in that area, use your thinking hat. Those are the ones which distribute the captures off-planet Lyrians, many of which end up underground in dumps to be transported all over the globe. It is at this stage that we have been most effective, as the victims have not yet been taken underground, and we are hard at work to stop this new strategy and derail all their mechanisms once and for all. Remember that what comes out in official media is only a distorted version of what is really going on, and other parties may take credit for what we are doing. Things have become more complicated for us now because the enemy has grown more sophisticated, but we will press on and prevail. I will keep you informed. It is always a pleasure to write for you, my friends. A big thank you to all the sponsors of my channel. You are changing worlds here. It may be the same thing I said last week because there are a limited number of words in the English language, but that does not change the immense gratitude I feel towards all of you. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Queen Marie, 1st of Tayigeta.